Doctor, Doctor. And these are real medical stories, bizarre ones at that. And this happened just a few days ago in China on a train. Okay. We got a woman on a train who cannot move her jaw. She can't move her mouth. Her mouth is stuck open.
There's a joke in there somewhere.
And it's for a strange reason, too. But so she can't, and she's drooling. She can't move her. And then an announcement is made on this high-speed train. Can we have a medical professional? There's a woman here who needs medical assistance.
So her jaw is stuck open, and she's drooling.
They make this announcement over the speakers. And so this doctor rushes to help this woman, and he finds her there. And he finds, her mouth is wide open, and she is drooling profusely. And he's thinking, oh, gosh, this is a sign that she's had a stroke. So he checks her blood pressure. No, blood pressure is normal. And then he's talking to some other people around her about what happened because she can't talk. Her jaw is just like locked in. And they're saying, well, what happened here? How come this woman can't move her jaw? How come she's drooling all over the place? What's going on? And they said, well, she was laughing. She was laughing really hard at something, and then all of a sudden her jaw just locked up.
Have you ever yawned and had your jaw freeze on you?
Spasm.
It's like spasm?
Yes.
I've had that happen.
Yes, the jaw spasm from yawning.
Yes.
And that hurts, man.
It does.
And you can feel the... Have you ever done that when it's spasm like that and you touch your jaw and you feel like you can feel that thing spasming in there? I know, that's freaky. I'm always afraid that that's going to, like it's going to happen.
Your mouth gets stuck open.
Yeah, like happened to this lady. But it happened to this lady. And so the doctor said, well, unfortunately, I'm not an expert in this field. I'm an expert in another medical field. You know, lock jaw or whatever.
I work
you want
on
to
the
call
other
this.
End.
Yeah, this isn't my thing. But the friends were begging, please fix her face. She's drooling everywhere. And he said, all right, well, I'll try to help her out here.
You massage the temples or what do you do?
But he said there's a chance that I'm not gonna be able to fix this. I'm not gonna be able to fix her face. I'll try to set her jaw or reset her jaw. But there's no guarantees. So they asked her, is that okay with you?
She got the O part, but not the K part. Yeah.
So she gave all indications, please do whatever you've got to do. Fix my face. And he said that the doctor said, oh, gosh, she was as nervous as can be. And so her facial muscles were especially tense because, well, she locked them up and then she's also nervous. So he is trying to reset her jaw, but because she is so nervous and scared and everything, and people are gathering around.
He had to do acupuncture in her neck with a fork?
He can't get her to loosen up.
I try acupuncture in the neck with a fork. One of the little shrimp forks.
So the doc said, you know what? I think you really should go to the hospital and get this done by a professional there. I tried, but you're all nervous and... Everybody's but she begged by I don't know how she
get
begged
the shrimp fork
please. So and the train staff said, look, doc, if you don't fix this, it's going to be at least an hour before we can get her to a hospital. You know, she'll flood this town and drool. You've got to fix her. So they were able to distract her somehow. Look over there, one of those things, and then while she did that. You know, he put his hands all over her face and unlocked.
Like he massaged her loose?
Yeah, unlocked her jaw, dislocated her jaw, and then that was it. And then she was fixed.
Ah, man, when you yawn and that jaw locks up or your bottom jaw spasms out, it hasn't happened for me in a long time because I keep my jaw limber with all the eating. But when it does, it's scary.
Yeah.
And
yeah,
painful.
Yeah, because you can feel the shake. It's like a tremor going on in there. So once they got her fixed, the doc said, geez, what the heck? And she said, yeah, I was laughing at this thing. And next thing you know, my jaw just locked up on me. And she said, you know, it did happen to me once before. She said, when I was pregnant, I was doing a lot of puking. And there was one time when I did it, like, I mean, it was especially bad. And my jaw locked up while I was puking. And she said that was actually even worse than this. So please keep that in mind. If at any point this morning you should find anything on this program humorous, it's a long shot at best, but please just try to contain yourself.
Doctor, doctor, give me the news. My jaw don't move and I'm starting to drool.
Or keep a shrimp fork close by.
You ready to stick it?
Yeah, I'll just give it a little twitch.
Stick it in your neck.